Welcome to Unlocking Secrets for Women, Christine. It's great to have you.
Well, thank you, Candice. It is a pleasure to be joining you.
So, Christine, you are just a ball of energy, and you are up to some amazing things. Of course, the Women of Worth event that's coming up very, very soon. Kelowna, October the 28th, Sunday, October the 28th, and Vancouver, November the 4th. How exciting is that?
It's incredibly exciting. This is the first year that we're doing Kelowna, so that's something I'm very excited about, to be taking this event to a new city. It's always exciting. Vancouver is in its fourth year this year, and, you know, I have to tell you that this, the very first wow started in a golf club in Surrey. Not that I have anything against Surrey. I live in Surrey. It's a wonderful place. But it has evolved from that starting place as a very small event that was very spontaneously created and has evolved over four short years to the Hyatt Regency Ballroom with 1,000 women coming out this year.
Amazing.
I'm so excited.
So what? Tell me about WOW. How did you, what did you start, why did you start WOW? What was it
Why did I start WOW? Well, the acronym WOW, of course, comes from Woman of Worth, which the worth part, we're not talking about financial net worth, we're talking about our sense of worthiness. And I struggled with my sense of worthiness so much in my younger years. And, you know, it's this thing that seems to plague women so much more than men, that no matter how extraordinary we are, no matter how capable we are, no matter how successful we are, there can be this inner voice about this I'm not enough thing that goes on. I'm not smart enough, I'm not thin enough, I'm not this enough, I'm not that enough.
Uh-huh.
And so I've always been, you know, rather intrigued by this whole thing. And so I actually had this vision about 4 or 5 years ago where it was almost like everything was downloaded to me, that I had to do something about this. And this, the name came, the idea for the event, the venue, the speakers, the pampering, the fun, the food, the wellness, all this goodness all packed into one full amazing day. And the key to it was that it wouldn't be yet another business seminar or a dry conference or any of those kinds of things. This would be a celebration, that this is celebrating the magnificence of women.
Wow, that is unbelievable. So what kind of things had you envisioned that would celebrate the magnificence of women?
Well, I kind of looked at the areas of interest to women, you know, the whole health, wealth, leadership, success, and most importantly, soul, because the inner game is always what's going to lead the way for the outer game. So we can be out doing all the right things, but if our inner game is telling us something different, then it's almost like we go into self-sabotage. I've watched this happen over and over again with so many incredible women. And so if we can tap in to that inner place within us where we keep our beliefs and where we have our inner self-talk, and if we can tap in and make just tiny little changes, this doesn't have to be like a major overhaul. It's just one little degree of shifting in the inner game can create amazing changes in our outer world. And for some people, it's amazing changes, and for some people, it's just a slight shift that takes the volume up in certain areas of their life that it can be more effective, that maybe they can be a little bit more financially abundant. Maybe they can have a little bit more successful relationships. Maybe they can get along better with their kids. And most importantly of all, of course, is maybe they can just be a little bit happier and more fulfilled and peaceful in life. So they all weave together. And so I've brought speakers and experiences in that help promote and support that.
You know, that's amazing. Because, and you know, I think the other thing too is when you grab a whole bunch of women, like 1,000 women, into an area together, all sort of joined in a common desire to, you know what, we need each other, let's just go have some fun. Something magical happens with women when they get together. It's so unlike anything that I've ever seen with men. First of all, men gathering together for an all-day event around chocolate probably wouldn't happen.
I'm not unless they, you know, have remote controls in their hands or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. But I'll tell you that there's something that happens with women, and women really can be one of two things. I've seen women eat their their own babies. Women can be really tough on each other, probably harder, I think, in the workplace. I've seen women tough, but they can also be most, if they can really get networked together, they can really be the most empowering to one another, encouraging. And there's something about the power of women together in a room, joining forces and saying, let's find the best for ourselves, our family, our children, our partners, our own life. Let's do that together. There's something amazing that happens. Tell me some of the testimonies you've had from your recent WOW events.
Oh, I'm not even sure where to start. The event last year, we had 500 women come out, and that just about blew the roof off. I'm really beginning to wonder what's going to happen with 1,000 women under the same roof this year. Just things like women saying, you know, I've been wanting to, for years, start my own business, and after I attended WOW, something just shifted internally within me, and I finally took that step, and I've just, you know, taken off like a rocket. So, you know, that's a more tangible type of result. There's women who have taken some of the things from WOW and they've started sharing it at their staff meetings in the corporate workplace and use it as a way to create stronger teams and working together more as a team. And yet, just in every area, and things in the area of relationship. You know, I was having problems in my relationship. I was always nagging my husband, and he was always nagging at me, and I was beginning to wonder if we were going to make it. And something shifted for me after I attended WOW and within myself. And all of a sudden, you know, we're getting along, and we're more intimate, and we're sort of back to, this was the guy that I married. It just every area. And, you know, for months after the event, I get emails from people telling me something that happened in their life, and they track it back to WOW somehow. And it humbles me, Candace. Mm-hmm. It truly humbles me, because I feel like this event is through me, not of me, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. I understand exactly
what
you're saying.
Yeah,
when something comes to you like that, it's just one of those, I have to do this, it's bigger than me.
Very much so. And of course, for me, two of my key things in life, and I've had to do some big reprogramming about this, is I fully believe at this point in my life that things should be fun and things should be easy. Now, I was not brought up that way. I was so not brought up that way. It's like, you know, you have to suffer to be beautiful. You have to, you know, work your tail off to ever get ahead. It's always a struggle. And that was a programming that I grew up with. So to have actually taken that and started transforming that and then apply that to an event like this, this event is fun. It is so unbelievably fun that,
it's energizing.
It is energizing. Women are having such a good time there. It's such a valuable way to get all this great learning and knowledge along with all the fun pampering stuff and apply it in a way that doesn't feel like you're in the boardroom.
Which is very good. Now, you are doing something a little bit different this year. You have Dr. Geralyn Pryor coming to be interviewed.
And I know. I'm so excited.
And I am pleased to say that I will be doing that interview. Dr. Pryor is an extremely well-known scientist. She is an endocrinologist, and she is scientific director of SEMCOR, which is the Center for Menstrual and Ovulation Research. She's got over 200 published articles in New England Journal of Medicine. She is responsible for the research regarding osteoporosis and menopause, and she's an amazing gift to women. And Dr. Pryor is a person of great integrity, and she doesn't often go into mainstream women events, but this is different. She's really looking forward to coming to participate in your event, because she really wants to get the truth from a scientific, medical, credible point of view about what's going on in women's bodies, what they need to know, the truth about what they need to know for their own health. And that speaks to you. That speaks to the credibility of, wow, how important is medical and medicine integrity to you, Christine?
Oh, this is one of the things that I'm over the moon about, that Dr. Pryor is joining us at WOW, because women's hormonal health, my background is in the wellness industry, not the medical industry. I take a more holistic approach, and I don't purport to be a medical expert. But what I've been observing, Candace, is that women's challenges with their hormones, be it from teenage PMS right through to menopause and everything in between, it seems to be getting worse I'm hearing more and more and more challenges that women are having with hormonal imbalances, and it's not the way it's supposed to be. And obviously, what's available through traditional medical channels isn't working very well. And bless their dear hearts, I love the medical system, and I have tremendous respect and admiration for the medical system. And what I love about Dr. Pryor, if I understand all of this correctly, is that she is ingrained in the medical industry, and at the same time, she's saying, you know what, guys? We need to do something just a little different here.
Well, I think for her, for sure. She wants things backed up with the truth and credible research and science. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Pryor's done so much research in demonstrating that estrogen dominance is actually high, and that estrogen, the increase of estrogen, is a cause of a lot of problems for women. But she also takes an approach to perimenopause, which is, I think, a fairly new phenomenon for a lot of people, not understanding that perimenopause can actually happen 10 years prior to menopause, within a 10-year window, and create such havoc with a woman if she doesn't understand what's going on with her.
Oh, I know. I mean, I've literally seen women where when their husbands come home, they throw a piece of raw meat in the door before they go in.
That's really funny. Well, you know, Dr. Pryor's passionate desire as a scientist is to show the truth about exactly what's going on in women's bodies, help them to understand it, give them the truth. It's not that medicine isn't giving them the truth. It's that medicine has a certain way of thinking. And Dr. Pryor, being a medical, credible medical scientist, has done research and proven some very interesting stats that women are going to hear about at the WOW event coming up in Vancouver. They're going to end in Kelowna. They're going to hear Dr. Pryor talk about this interesting phenomenon that she's discovered through her research that's not always popular
in traditional
medical circles.
I know, and I believe the name of her current book is Estrogen Storm Season.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very much looking forward to the new book coming out that she's co-authoring, that's coming out next year, on the estrogen conspiracy.
Yes.
We don't need more estrogen.
No, I think we're kind of topped up with it.
And
we're totally topped up with it. And I think that's the thing that's really important. And what I appreciate is that you are going to give these women exposure to one of the most pronounced scientists in the field of endocrinology and women's hormonal research, and they are going to hear from a medical physician, a doctor who's dedicated her life to research on behalf of women.
Yes.
They're going to hear what they need to hear and be able to act, and Dr. Pryor's book, Estrogen Storm Season, will be available at both events, and she will sign those books when you buy a copy, and all of the proceeds go to research at SEMCOR, because SEMCOR is private research. They don't accept, you know, funding in the traditional way where you get pharmaceutical companies where you've got that kind of research. Her research is pure.
It's pure.
It's supported by women. It's supported by private donations. And the outcome is we want the facts. And their research is full of integrity. And so women are really going to get a great...
I know, and this is so exciting because she does not, if I understand this correctly, she does not speak at a lot of public events in this part of the world.
No, she doesn't do a lot of these mainstream type of events. It's a bit of a challenge to know if you're going to be in the same room with people that share those same values as you, and that's not always the case. But Dr. Pryor is understanding more and more women they're going over the internet to look for medications to solve their symptoms.
Uh-huh.
They're not getting the help that they need from very well-meaning physicians. They're just not getting the help that they need. And Dr. Pryor wants to give them the information so that they can partner with their own health and make some decisions. And Estrogen Storm Season is a fun book. It's actually a fictional account of scientific facts. And so, of course, she did it to protect her patients and the information. But these are stories that are true that she shared in Estrogen Storm Season will be available. And the Estrogen Conspiracy coming out next year is definitely going to shed some light on some real information going on out there, and it's going to shake things up a little bit, I think, in the medical world. If that book doesn't...
I'm all for things being shaken.
Yeah. and yet Dr. Pryor shakes them up with absolute integrity.
Exactly.
Absolute, and the foremost integrity.
And that's how positive change occurs. And this is one of the things that I love about WOW, that we can have everything from, you know, the most esteemed scientist like Dr. Pryor, And then in the same day, you get to listen to Michael Lozier from The Law of Attraction. And a lot of people are tuned into The Secret now because of that coming onto the Oprah show.
Uh-huh.
And Michael was actually just interviewed by Oprah not too long ago. So that's all very exciting. And he'll be at WOW. And then you also get Kelly Keene, who talks about the equivalent of your net worth is attached to your self-worth and what's your prosperity factor. And it just, the whole day is laid out to provide such a buffet of incredible people who are the absolute tops in their respective fields, and how it all just blends and weaves in together over the course of the day. It's like a piece of art, actually. I'm always kind of sitting back in awe as I watch it unfold and go, wow.
Wow.
You'll pardon the pun. Yeah. Wow.
So now I understand there's going to be chocolate.
Yes. There will be chocolate.
There'll be chocolate.
As a matter of fact, there will be quite a bit of chocolate. Because, let's face it, chocolate is a food group. It's vitamin C. And I've actually discovered a chocolate that is a true health food. It's the only one of its kind. And I'm having to reframe my whole mindset around chocolate, that something that could possibly taste so delicious and has always been perceived as being so sinful is actually more nutritious than one of these pieces of chocolate is more nutritious than eating 20 heads of spinach. And it doesn't have any of the icky things in it, you know, the waxes and the fillers and the caffeine and the sugars and all of those things. I know, However, so we have the wonderful healthy chocolate, which is great, but then to balance that out, we'll also have the milk chocolate fountain. So we'll cover all bases over the course of the day.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I'm going to have to try to not stick my fingers in there. I've been known to kind of go crazy when it comes to chocolate. So now you have, just wrapping up here, you've got an award that you're giving out at these events.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about this award.
The Woman of Worth Award is something that was newly created this year, because what happened was last year I was inspired to create the Woman of Worth Credo. It was another one of those things that just came through me. It's like, what is a woman of worth? Because in my opinion, every woman is a woman of worth.
Uh-huh.
But what personifies that? And I wrote a credo, which I'm not going to recite right now because we don't want to take up.
But you can go to your website.
But you can go to my website, thewowevent.com. And of course, all the information is there, as well as the WOW Credo. So we sent out an invitation for women to send in nominations on women that they believe personify and exemplify the elements from the Woman of Worth Credo. And, you know, I will recite the last little bit to you.
Sure.
Because it talks about, you know, how, you know, my worthiness, and I play and I laugh and I bring beauty and light into the world because I'm radiant. And it also balances that out with the reality of saying, at times I despair and I weep when I feel the pain of a world that has momentarily gone mad. Yet even when I tremble through a dark night of the soul, I renew my faith and my courage in a single heartbeat because my spirit is indomitable.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what makes you say wow.
Yeah. And so we had some fabulous nominations come in, and that actually just closed off yesterday for nominations.
Wow.
We have our finalists. It's been
good.
Quite a tough decision to make a decision, because every woman is a woman of worth.
Absolutely.
But for the first year, we will present this in both Vancouver and Kelowna, the official Woman of Worth Award 2007. It's the first year we've done this, and Dr. Pryor will be co-presenting that with me at the event. So I'm very excited about that.
That's very exciting. And so give me the details now. It's in Kelowna. It's October the 28th.
That's correct. It's at the Manteo Resort. Beautiful, beautiful location. And that's on a Sunday. And Vancouver is Sunday, November the 4th, at the Hyatt Regency Ballroom. And one thing to let people know is that we do not sell tickets at the door to this event. This event always sells out in advance, and so you do need to go to the website and buy your tickets online in advance. And we actually have an early bird on right now, so you can actually save some money if you get registered fairly quickly.
So where would they go?
It's thewowevent.com. Or thewowevent.com.
Okay, so, and then it's right there, www.thewowevent.com.
Exactly.
And it's, and then all the registration details are there, and I understand if you purchase a table, you get a ticket free. Is that correct?
That's right. If there are tables of 10, because everything's set up very elegantly as well. You're not packed in there like sardines. We have beautiful, elegant round tables of 10 in the ballroom.
Right.
And so if you want to secure an entire table, if you buy one ticket, you're on general admission, which is great. If you decide to secure an entire table of 10, then you only pay for 9 tickets, and the 10th is free, and you get reserved seating, which is kind of nice.
Well, it's really good. And if you've got a group of girlfriends, you want to go do something for the day together, that's the perfect, or even mums and daughters, older daughters that
exactly.
may be interested.
We have lots of mums and daughters. We have lots of colleagues, sisters. It's really quite amazing who comes out for this event.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, we're really looking forward to it. I'm going to be there. I'm going to have a blast, and I'm looking forward to a wow day in Kelowna and in November, on November the 4th, Kelowna October 28th, Vancouver November the 4th. Thank you, Christine, for coming on and talking to us about what you're up to, what you're doing, and we look forward to seeing an exciting event in Kelowna and in Vancouver this year.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation.
My pleasure.
You are such a woman of words.
Thanks, Christine. You
You're
too.
Welcome.